and now you have this whole offseason, full knowing that you have this right. What is this difference has been?
Yeah. That's, you've said it exactly right. You know, every other offseason, it's like, what are we doing? And now knowing for certain that I'll be climbing back in the 43 for my second year, sophomore season, in Cup is incredible. So thanks again for everybody. I'm just living the dream. Thanks to everybody, RPM, for giving me this opportunity, the King, for allowing me to go out and try not to wreck any more of his race cars. Hopefully just as lucky as I was Sunday night last year. I think we did more than enough last year. Coming in to this season last year, we were like, there's no way in hell that I thought we would finish second in my first Daytona 500 attempt. I thought I'd go out and cause a big one, you know. You try your hardest not to, but it's there. So to be able to do that and then come out on – almost on top, pushing the three to victory lane was pretty cool, pretty special. So a lot of people hype this story up as coming back. And it's like, oh, you're going to do it again. And it's like, let's pump the brakes. Let's get through the rest of the week. And let's make it to lap 199. Let's stop and have a break and do an interview, you know, on that last lap and see if we have a shot. If I make it to the 199, hell yeah, I'm going to go for it. We'll find out. You know, we did a test out in Vegas, and it was different. You know, it was honestly more than I expected in a more positive way. I was kind of making my educated guess off the All-Star package of last year, and it really took away the superior feel of the Cup level. So jumping in first lap, hauling ass down into three, I was like, whoa, this has a lot of speed still, you know, and even the same amount of speed through the center of the corner. So still have to manhandle it a little bit. And traffic is still, you're kind of fighting the dirty air stuff. So we'll get a test of it again at Atlanta coming up here in 2 weeks. And then Vegas will be the eye-opener for all of us.
How has RPM kind of elevated their program from last year to this year?
We'll find out as well. We haven't even got a race on our belt yet. So, you know, we've had some personnel changes. People moved around and moved up. And so excited about that. You know, we've brought great partners on board with Aftershocks. They stepped up to the plate and doing the Daytona 500. They're new to the sport, and I guess they get it. They dive in deep, and they hold nothing back. And that's a company that I can stick behind and appreciate them for doing that. But it's gonna take time to grow together. New crew chief, new car chief, and trying to get some new partners on board throughout the season as well. So we'll continue to keep pressing forward. I looked back. I got a whole list of races where I could do a lot better, and see what we can do.
How hard is it to keep your still looking at sponsorship sources year after year?
It's been 16 years of it.
Yeah, I mean, give a feeling why. I mean, after all you've accomplished, especially in this race last year, it's hit quite so hard to lock in one kind of primary sponsor.
I wish I could tell you the perfect answer for that, but I know I'm as baffled as a lot of people are in this room, but. Yeah, she's got to go out and try harder.
It's a big weekend for Aftershocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in addition to you, they've got Chase in the Infinity
race. Yeah, I can't have nothing. Chase has always got to take a little piece of it, so yeah.
You're being asked to do a lot more promotion. I mean, you're on the Today mm-hmm. Show, down mm-hmm. in Overton. How does it feel sort of carrying that responsibility of all that they're being asked?
Yeah, it's a lot. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's all part of it. You look at it in the end, you know, who does it reach? Who does it touch? You know, Al Roker, we did a piece in Garden & Gun magazine. I think that was throughout the off season or maybe late in the season last year. And he said he picked up the magazine and never heard of me before and seen that. And he was like, man, I want to do an interview. Well, he set that all up just by reading something. So you got to look at all the things you do. It's reaching out to somebody special. It's a matter of if they act on it or not. So we'll see.
Outside of the actual finish. What was the big takeaway, your big memory from last year when your mom was on the stage?
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously Media Center was the highlight. You know, shed a little tear for TV ratings, trying to get those up. That was all part of the plan. It worked out. Hell, I got a lot of people on my side over that. Got to pump up the waterworks again this year. So other than that, it was just taking in first race of the rookie year. And to be able to accomplish it the way we did was pretty cool.
What'd you learn racing
there? What I learned?
Yeah.
That the Cup guys are just as crazy as the Xfinity truck, ARCA, K&N guys. So it's all the same. We're all mad, mad crazy guys out there. Oh, hell, I don't know the exact number, but like I said, it's in 16 years trying to land that full-time, big-time sponsor. And I know the kind of the big-time, I mean, there's FedEx and Mars are probably the two biggest ones. Lowe's leaving. So I know that scene is gone, but we're still looking for big corporations to take part in our program. Like I said, we just have to go out and win some races and run really well. But, yeah. 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 Unannounced.
What is the stadium team? Like, from the outside,
yeah, we never skipped a beat. You know, we took our lead engineer from last year, moved him up to crew chief. So we didn't, you know, miss out on anything there. I'm excited for Derek and our whole team lineup. We're all pumped and excited to hear him call some races. So bringing him out of his element a little bit. You know, usually lead engineers are kind of back in the background working away. So to be in the foreground, working hard, got a lot of exciting turning things for us. So just all if it plays out for us in the right way.
Do you believe you can win this race?
If I didn't believe, I wouldn't be here.
You certainly had your moments from last year after overall part of the season. You want to be surprised.
Yeah. I was surprised how much I struggled and let myself struggle. Yeah, absolutely. It was rookie year, you know, went through it all, and, you know, I'm not using that as an excuse because I have enough experience to know that some of the mistakes I made could have been fixable, could have been preventable, I should say. But it's all part of it. You go through it all. You go through the emotions. I get in this mindset of when we're down, I can pick us back up. I got it. Let me do it. And then you end up putting yourselves in rough spots. Oh, yeah, she's seen it all and done it all. She was proud. This ain't our first rodeo, so it's all good.
For her.
Yeah, she's been there a little bit in the spotlight. No. I could be leading with Jimmy Johns behind me, and then I'm wrecked. Okay, I could be that guy. Don't turn this into a story, please. You never know what the plate race is. That's what I'm getting at. You just never know what could happen. I could have a great run, making my way up to the front, and get pushed too hard, and we're wrecked. That's it. You know, last year, you know, everything just kind of worked out. We were able to miss a lot of wrecks, and, you know, we finished second. But to be able to do that again, I don't know what the odds are, but they're pretty slim to none. So we just have to go out and try our best and run our own race and stay out of harm's way. I've used to absolutely hate plate racing. I've come around to it a lot, and I try to work with people. People never tend to really work with me, which is fine. But our best finishes came on plate races last year. So not knowing what the hell I did last year, I'm going to try to do the same thing. Did you think I was going to replicate that?
Not necessarily.
I didn't either. Yeah, no, because that's not how it works. Plate racing is totally different. We get four opportunities where the whole field is equal. That's four plate races. A lot of good cars got taken out last year. You know, it's circumstances. I'm not saying we finished second because everybody wrecked out, but that was a good part of it. And then going to Atlanta, I never had been there before. Ran really well at our short track stuff, but to finish second multiple times throughout the year last year, never had that written down.
What
I haven't, you know, really talked to him about it. I think, you know, I talked to Harvick a lot years leading up to this. And, you know, he's kind of been in my corner now with a year under my belt racing against him. Not sure if he's still in my corner. May have pissed him off at one time. I'm not sure. But, you know, he's been a huge help. I know that's kind of his tendency for a lot of the younger guys coming up through. Just stay out of his way, I think he says. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, so going forward, I mean, that's the, kind of the challenge is connecting with fans, getting more fans, keeping fans. What do you think some of the keys are there for NASCAR?
Fulfilling out the request. You know, it's one thing to just, yeah, I'll do this just because, or it's one thing, or it's another thing to, yeah, I'm going to do it to help grow our sport and be a part of it. So you got to be on the same message when you get, you know, a lot of these requests that are sometimes optional, sometimes mandatory. But I love interacting with fans. I love meeting new people and seeing the interest for our sport grow. And, you know, it makes you feel good when you have kids running up to you, wanting your autograph, talking about, I want to be like you. And so some drivers don't see that. They tend to walk the other way. But for me, I embrace it all. And it's all part of it. You're on this pedestal, sometimes not in the best ways. I don't like being on the pedestal, but you're an athlete. You know, it automatically calls for that. So you got to live up to the expectations. You pick out who you can work with and who you can't. Just, my car is not very good behind X. My car is pretty good behind, you know, it's like that. Or you just don't like the guy. You're not going to work with him. And I guess I had something written on my back bumper at all the plate races last year that offended everybody. I'd be riding by myself and everybody would just leave me hanging. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So it's all a matter of if you can work with that guy, if your car can work with that guy. If not, then all right. Sorry, I'm going to go try to find your own way, because at the end of the day, it's all about yourself, looking out for yourself. And it just so happened that the 43 and the 3 were 1-2. Notice how I put the 43 first.
At your post-race press conference last year, were you generally really irritated with yourself for not, for letting your emotions go after that year? You said,
yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, but it was such a, you know, it was a real moment. It wasn't anything.
Yeah. No, I never know what's going to happen with myself. Okay. I surprise myself every day. So seeing that, I was like, well, you're letting it all flow, bud. So I guess ride it out and, but pull it together. You got to finish the interview. You got to answer the questions. But, that's what people tend to latch onto is when you're 100% raw and real.
You're a big Vols fan. Tyler's talking NASCAR returning to, another.
Yeah. You know, you're a racer as well. I mean, it'd be badass to go there. I don't know if you ever had the chance to race there, but it's an incredible facility, old school, wore out. I think all the drivers are on board with it. And so let's make it happen. What are we waiting on?
What could they do differently that Rockingham did not do? Because everyone was hyped up about Rockingham returning.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I think there's still maybe a little sliver of hope for that place. That place was badass as well. But it's been – I was 14, 15 when I ran there at Nashville. But grew up racing Bandoleros against, you know, Blaney and a lot of us out here. So I think just getting back to that old school feel. We go to a lot of these places. The old school feel we have now is probably Darlington, Martinsville maybe, Bristol. I mean – That feel like truly like old school, but you go to Nashville and it's like, man, this is what it was like. So we'll see.
You said a minute ago you don't always love the pedestal. What don't you like about it?
You got to watch what you say and watch what you do. Just because you're somebody who I think is normal is just as anybody else in this room. So that's probably the biggest thing is just how you have to carry yourself, and you almost get molded into being somebody you don't want to. But that's when I come in. I'm like, I ain't letting that happen. Forget it. You know, there's 40 of us, right?
Yeah. But I mean, after him, which drivers, or if you want to pick more than one, would you say have the resources, the car, everything to have consistent future success out here?
I mean, you look at all the big teams. You know, they're solid. SHR, JGR, Penske. You know, it's just, there's a lot of us out here that are. You know, that there's a lot of those guys that are set for a while, and there's teams that are lower budget, you know, and that we're trying to make it all work. And I think I love a challenge, and you know, for us, it's to bring back RPM to once where it once was. And there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of partners to be involved, future partners. They're out there, you know. At least that's what my mom keeps telling me. I got to keep listening to her. It's like almost beating a dead horse, but we're still getting a little bit of pulse out of it. But never give up, never lose faith. Keep digging. You know, I got a full year under my belt. Got another year to go. So we'll see what happens.
Bubba, speaking of Chase, I asked Blaney the same question. You're good friends with him. Did you notice any difference after you got that first win last year? Just in him, was there a weight lifted off him? Have you noticed any difference in him?
We have to go through multiple people to contact him now. So he's become super big time. Like, I have to get permission to go inside of my bus, which is right next to his bus. So he owns like the whole area now. So, man, and I'm knocking on the door for our first win, you know, and then things are going to really spice up. We might not be friends after that because I'm going to have a lot of rules in place as well. But no, Chase knows how to get it done. He's an incredible talent. We've raced together ever since his ugliest legend car days. He had the worst looking car out there, but he was always, you know, a hot shoe, and you know, it's cool to see your buddies, you know, be successful. It stings a little bit, you know. Obviously you wish it was you, but it gives you just, it's add more fuel to fire to go out and get the job done as well. So, but I didn't see much of a change besides his head getting bigger. That's all right, we always do. Not really. I haven't really looked back on that and kind of seen driving styles. I have not. That's personality. You know, a lot of people will, you know, portray it as me being cocky and arrogant, and I'm living life. I'm having fun. At the end of the day, I get, you know, paid to drive race cars. At the end of the day, I just get to drive. Nothing else. Everything else comes with it. You got to learn how to do all this other stuff. You got to be prepared to drive when you get to the cup level. And so, you know, we got a new crew chief. You know, that's not going to change the way I drive. We got different partners, different sponsors on the car. Not going to change the way how I drive. Not going to change how the way I interact with you guys, unless I get some dumb questions. But, you know, for me, I'm just going to fire back with sarcasm. I'm not saying this is a dumb question, by the way. But, you know, you just have fun. You know, it's a lot of people will get, you know, very buttoned up and, oh, it's media day, and hell, I'm ready for this thing to be over with. Go have some fun. Go out and have a drink or something. Share a Coke with everybody.
Coming out of the offseason, film study, we always hear in the NFL and the other sports, is there a devotion of time for drivers during the offseason for film study, or is that too far removed from a new season to be of any help?
Hell, there was. Then NASCAR got this bright idea to change the aero package, so now all the races last year don't matter. I would struggle, and I would try to watch stuff. I couldn't watch a full race. I'd watch maybe an hour or so, and then I'm like, all right, you know, you're kind of seeing the same stuff over. And I go back and watch every race, mostly of our, you know, our successful races. I'm like, hell yeah, we won Martinsville. I'm gonna go back and watch that one. You know, go back and look at Bristol, look at Daytona. But honestly, now the package has changed, the racing's gonna change, so it's like a clean slate. I went yesterday for the first time. First time, 25 years. I've been to Universal. I know, but I've been in the area. But I never had time. We always have media day. You know, everybody should have a day off. We went everywhere. I don't know. We went everywhere, okay? We did Space Mountain. We did the Avatar ride. Yeah, we went everywhere. I don't know. It was cool. It was super cool. Not what I expected, but it was a good time.
You guys, we have time for one more question. Yeah.
Make it good. That's what, yeah. Oh, here? Get a better restart. Everywhere else, ask the king. Probably stop wrecking his race cars.
Yeah.